702 on 92.7 and 106 FM.
Streaming on the Prime Media Plus app
and on DStv channel 856.
Six minutes after 9 o'clock. Welcome to it here on 702. My name is Thabo Sholomashao in for Clement, and we're together till 12 midday. I'm thrilled to be in your company on a very newsy South African day. Typical of us, there's always something to talk about and plenty to dissect, disagree on, and even hold each other's hands in trying to understand one another. Welcome. It is 7 after 9. As I said, you're on 702. The numbers are still the same. You'd like to get in touch because it's an open line all the way to 10 o'clock. There are a couple of things to discuss on the open line, but I would love to hear from you as much as I'm going to prefer my own opinion on other things, but yours is more important. And I'd love to hear your views on this, that, and that. Other. And, you know, on the open line, I can suggest one or two things, but I'm fascinated by what you think is going on in the country. Maybe issues you'd like to raise that have never been raised in the media, things that didn't make the headlines, and things that you and your friends, your family members, or your colleagues are talking about, and you feel they have not been properly ventilated in the media platforms. Please bring those through. I really, really welcome them on 011-883-0702 and also on 072-702-1702. That's where you can send your text messages and your voice notes as well on all things under the sun. A couple of things that grabbed my mind, and I thought I should ask for your opinion on this. The Home Affairs Minister, Aaron Motsoaledi, has said, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, has said that what happened in Northwest, the CFO of Northwest government has been accused, has actually accused the Home Affairs Department of not responding to his court papers and it was found that he is using fraudulent documentations to be in South Africa himself. So someone that high in governance, that high, the CFO of a province, South African province, is accused of using fraudulent documentation to be in South Africa. How rampant is that, and how dangerous is that? You would think at that level there are measures to make sure that people are suitably placed, especially those who are not originally from the country. And I'm not calling for any sort of discrimination at all. Please, please, please get me well. But on this story, I would like us to apply our minds. How does this just fall through the cracks? How is that even possible? So that's one thing I'd like us to touch on. Water is there. Bongani spoke about it, and he spoke to the mayor. He was not empathetic at all. And I thought the mayor gave standard answers. And I thought, my goodness me, this man is our mayor in Johannesburg. It could be that you love him, you support him, and you think I'm being unfair on him. Most welcome to give us a call. I think he didn't express enough solidarity with the people of the place that he leads, the city that he heads, and that's the city of Johannesburg. We've been battling with water issues, battling. At times you open up a shower and there's no pressure, there's no water, there's absolutely nothing. And all we need is some bit of communication, some bit of efficiency here and there. And so I thought, let's chat about that. But also what grabbed my mind, did you see that on TV? Oh my goodness me, at the celebration in KwaZulu-Natal. Ah, Mr. Duma there grabbing the microphone from the Zulu Nation Prime Minister and just calling him to order and telling him that he's been clumsy. And he's been inappropriate. He was just supposed to introduce and leave, but grabbing the mic just like that. I don't know what you make of that. I don't know what you make of that. But KZN politics, always, always interesting. There could be many, many other issues that I haven't touched on that you would like to reflect on. Most welcome to do so.
702.
Let's walk the talk on 92.7
and 106 FM.
Good morning, my bro. You know, I would love to reflect on what happened over weekend, especially the conduct by Siboniso Duma for the ANC, the way in which he treated Buthelezi there, I think it was out of line. That was a high level of disrespect. Thank you, Mbuyiseni.
Mbuyiseni, that's very interesting. And I don't know what we should make of that. I think he could have been more circumspect. He could have waited for the Prime Minister of the Zulu Nation to complete his train of thoughts, and given an opportunity, he'd respond accordingly. It doesn't set a good example for me, especially to those who are watching in student politics and elsewhere. I think there is something to be said about tolerance, especially even when you disagree with someone's views. 011-883-0702. Malibongwe, you are in Midrand. Good morning to you, Malibongwe. Malibongwe? Oh, Malibongwe is not there. Let's try again. Malibongwe, are you there? Okay, it doesn't look like Malibongwe is there. 011-883-0702. And that voice note was just reflecting, if you've just joined us, on Siboniso Duma, who interrupted the Prime Minister to say that he's out of order and he's clumsy, and his job was just to introduce the king, but not to posture himself politically. 011-883-0702. Let's try Malibongwe again, Abel. Malibongwe, hi.
Good morning to you and listeners.
Good morning, sir. Welcome.
Yes. Yes. Now, I wanted to say that concerning the Prime Minister and Duma, the Prime Minister started his speech as a grievance against the KZN government. Yet, the first thing he goes on to mention in Dolo, Solo is not a member of the KZN government. Mm. That's when he was exposed that the man was politicking. Duma was right to cut him off. There was no need to let him finish. Why mention Dolo, who's not even a member of the KZN government, when you are saying your grievance is against the KZN government? Mm. There was no need to let the man finish. He exposed himself. Exposed himself right there.
Yeah.
No need. Cut him off right there.
So, Malibongwe, whilst I agree with the initial sentiment that we could see where the Prime Minister was going, and he didn't have to quote Mdolo by name and call out his name and say all that he had said, don't you think that there was sufficient time for Duma or anyone disgruntled about that to allow him to say whatever else and to expose him for who he is in an appropriate way? Because right now the attention is on Duma and not on the Prime Minister.
Now, absolutely, I agree with you. The way Duma handled matters also now is a cause of concern.
I'm just saying
I understand where he comes from.
Yeah.
Mdolo is not a member of the KZN government.
Absolutely
there
correct.
There's no way you can have a grievance on, and then you mention Mdolo. That's where the train got off the rails. But nonetheless, Duma's reaction also now is a cause for concern.
Thank you so much, Kutse, and all the best to you. Malibongwe giving us a call from Midrand, 011-883-0702. I see some of your calls coming through. Dumisane and others, I'll attend to you in a short while. And I don't know if you saw what Zwelinzima Vavi had said. I was speaking to Sinazo, the producer of the show, earlier on about Zwelinzima's remarks that one of his biggest regrets politically, I'd like to believe, is that he supported Zuma, former President Zuma, because he says that Zuma is not an ally of the poor. He did very little for the working class, and he doesn't serve the working class. You'd remember leading to Polokwane, right? Leading to 2007 December ANC conference. There were three particular leaders who had distinguished themselves as absolute Zumanites, if I were to call it that. They were supporting former President Zuma completely. One of them was Dr. Blade Nzimande. The other was Mr. Zwelinzima Vavi, who was with COSATU at the time. And Butimana Mela was with the Young Communist League at the time as the secretary of that organization. Unemphatically and unambiguously, they would go and take the mic and express their undivided support for former President Zuma. And it appears as though none of them now will stand with a man. None of them will stand with a man. they have completely deserted him. They're disagreeing with him completely. And now Vavi's saying that he regrets supporting former President Jacob Zuma because he's not a friend or an ally of the working class. And have you been in that situation? Maybe at work, at home, where you supported someone completely and they let you down. I can almost see the former president of Botswana wanting to call in. Feel free to call Mr. Khama. We know your situation with Mr. Masisi as well. That was the case, wasn't it? You can call us on 011-883-0702. Let me hear from you. Pax, you are in Joburg. Hello, Pax.
Yeah, how's it, boss?
I'm free, my brother. How's it going with you?
Lekker, man. Lekker, lekker, lekker. Boss, a quick one. You know, I just want to give my comment with regards to the CFO of the Northwest.
Yes.
Actually, disheartening, and I am disgusted that at that level of government, people are not being vetted. So, in all honesty, don't blame these foreign nationals coming and taking their chances, because they've already identified that we've got an incompetent and corrupt government, and if you pay the right price in South Africa, anything is going to happen for you. So I don't blame them. And the saddest story about it all is we're having elections again. It's an opportunity for us to vote and make a change. But guess what? We're like the petted wife. He hits me every day, but I love him. Hits me every day, but I love him.
You know, my laughter is not out of humor of the situation. It's mainly out of disappointment that your analogy is very close to accuracy. That at times you take so much abuse and we expect a different outcome. And it just doesn't make sense to me. And as for the first one that you raised, Patrick, the first one that you raised about the Northwest CFO, why is it that we do not, at that position, CFO position is not an entry-level position. You need to jump through loops and hoops to get there. And it can be that you only have one interview session. There should be about three interviews with various panels, at least.
Exactly.
How did they go through the cracks? How did they go through the cracks?
Exactly. And let me throw another spanner in your works.
Yeah.
Are you telling me there's no graduate or qualified South African citizen that could have qualified for that job?
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. You know, in my previous life, when I was chair of the SGB at one of the schools in the West End, we'd have an opportunity to sift through and participate in the process of appointing teachers and HODs and so on in a school. Not appointing, but selecting teachers and so on. One of the things that we had to look for first was that, is there a South African with equal experience, competence and qualifications before we passed an opportunity elsewhere. Patrick, but point made, really appreciate it. Have a lovely day. Have a lovely day.
We're tired, bro. We're tired of the abuse.
Thank you, my brother.
We're tired, man. All right, thank you.
Okay. Thanks, brother. Thank you. Thank you so much, sure. Patrick. All the best to you. That was Patrick in Joburg. Who has been holding the longest, Abel? I see it's Mandla here, right? It's definitely Mandla. Mandla in Orange Farm, hi.
Hello, Thibos. How are you?
Hey, Shapuzet, Mandla.
No, I'm good, my man.
Yes.
This is Mandla. I'm calling from Orange Farm.
Welcome.
Thank you, Thibos. Thibos, I just wanted to give my view on this Duma and Buthelezi matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think both of them, they are out of order.
Mm-hmm.
Given the volatile situation, political situation in KZN, as leaders, both the Prime Minister and that of the ruling party, they should be a shining example to the people. They must lead representing themselves as uniting, and of course the occasion itself was not an IFP rally, no, an ANC rally, that of King commemoration of King Dinuzulu of Tetuayo.
Yeah,
I think Buthelezi was wrong. First of all, to make whatever remarks that he wanted to make, but equally the response by Duma was completely out of order.
I think I don't know why he was so emboldened to stand there. And the president was also there to just stand and grab the mic. I found it a little bit rude, to say the least, but completely unprofessional for an MEC, for a leader, to express himself in that way. Why just stand and go do it there? I thought you would just wait, and if necessary, give the man a proper sanction at a right time. At a right time.
It boils around the issue of political tolerance and the issue of how leaders come across in terms of representing their political stance.
You know what I thought, Mandla?
What should have happened, Tibo? Sorry.
Apologies. No. Go ahead. I apologize.
Yes.
Sorry.
What should have happened there is that this Duma man should have waited for Buthelezi to finish his statement and reprimand him at a later stage.
Yeah.
Perhaps demand a public apology.
Yes.
Because it was also wrong for Buthelezi to venture into politics. He's a prime minister. I am a Zulu myself. I'm a subject of Inkosi or Mr. Zulu.
Yeah.
And I'm not interested in politics of ANC or FP.
Yeah.
The Prime Minister Buthelezi is a mouthpiece of the king.
Yeah, not of the IFP, the party that it belongs
to. IFP or any other political party for that matter.
Sure. So listen. I have to go, Mindlos. I have to go because I have to allow Dumisani to come through. But I wanted to ask you this very quickly before I let you go. If Duma is behaving like this in public, in full view of the president, how do you think that he reacts when he chairs provincial and other meetings where he has absolute power in the absence of cameras and microphone? Isn't that concerning that he could be even more dictatorial in a private space if he can do this publicly?
It's a very worrisome behavior, and it tells you that his level of tolerance is very questionable. And for us to have a leader like that, it's very, very, very worrisome and troubling, to say the least.
Mindlos?
But let us hope they will. Both learn their lessons and of course, in the build up to elections, make sure that we maintain stability. Because what must prevail is peace and harmony for us to grow as a nation.
Yeah, Tara.
Thank you very much, Tibo.
Thanks, bro.
Hey, Tara.
Say hi to everyone that side in Orange Farm, Goma Farmer. Say hi to them and tell them to listen to 702. It's exactly 9:30.
Let's walk the talk.
This is 702.
It's 25 minutes to 10 o'clock. You're on 702. My name is Thabo Shole Mashau. I'm standing in for Clement. We're together till 12 midday and quite a lot to discuss. It's an open line as much as we are talking about what happened in KZN over the weekend, the water situation, Vavis, U10 and many other issues. You are at liberty to raise any other matter because it's an open line, and whatever is on your mind, I'm happy to entertain it completely. And that's why we have an open line, so that you don't then go back and say, listen, but why are you not talking about this? Are you censoring yourselves? Anything goes right now, right here, all the way to 10 o'clock. 011-83-0702. I know Chifiwa has been holding for quite some time. Chifiwa, hey, welcome. You are in Kempton.
Yes, good morning, Thabo. How are you?
I am free, good sir. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thabo, let's dissect this quickly. The Prime Minister, the so-called Prime Minister, Chief Buthelezi, he is not recognized by the government, number one.
Yeah.
He is he's more of the advisor to the king.
Yeah.
Before he went to the podium, he had already posted on his Twitter timeline to say he is going to name the people that are against the king, Mrs. Zulu, using that government platform, which is politicking on itself. Now, Sponiso Duma did was highly wanted, because you can just imagine had he continued with the list of the people that he was going to mention after Mudolo, what division was it going to further cause within KZN, which is already a highly volatile environment considering the upcoming elections. So I don't think what Sponiso Duma what he did was wrong. It was highly warranted. I highly recommend that he must continue leading us that way, and then stop whatever that people want to say that cause the division within the province. He must continue. I really support what Sponiso
Duma. Chifiwa. Here's the thing, and I am not on the side of the Prime Minister. I think he could have handled himself better, because the office that he represents should be symbolic and should be somehow a personification of dignity. And I think the Prime Minister did a huge injustice to that office by mentioning names, because the King's office has to be above all of that nonsense. He presides over everyone, at least in the Zulu Nation, across political parties, religious boundaries, and other forms of partitions that we can create, right? I think only what Mr. Duma missed as a leader, as the chair of ANC, as the MEC in KZN, but just generally as a prominent individual, is a sense of decorum to say, I do not like what he's saying, and it really irritates me, but in a democratic setup, I will even fight for your right to say what I don't like being said. So I will deal with you outside of this platform, and everything else that you've said, I'll use it against you for people to see that you are not even worthy of occupying this office, because this should not be done by someone of your stature. But now what Duma did was to take the story away from the Prime Minister, who was wrong to start off with. The story now is about Duma. You see, now we would be talking about the Prime Minister, how wrong he was. But now the story is about Duma. And as a leader, you must be above the fray of all those petty squabbles. You must think better than Thabo and better than Chifiwa. You must be able to handle your emotions in order to lead the people correctly. Your thoughts on that, Chifiwa, and I'll say goodbye.
Yes, the damage would have already been done, Thabo, in the sense that Buthelezi, he knows that the people that he was targeting as his audience, they wouldn't go and reason further after what he would have said, after what he has mentioned, that so-and-so is against the King of the Zulu Nation. By him mentioning that, he would have already achieved his political agenda, because he was politicking. He wasn't there saying it out of the basis that he's is concerned. Like the other caller, he has indicated that Mutolo is not in a provincial government. So why mention him if your concern is all about the service delivery, or how the Zulu Nation is being treated, or how the Zulu Kingdom is treated?
Okay, Chifiwa, got your point. Really appreciate it. Dumisani in Joburg. Hey, Dumi.
How are you?
I'm free. How are you, Timsani?
I'm fine. Yeah, I want to highlight a few things that went wrong there.
You know, Timsani, I want to hear you properly. I don't know if you should change the direction of holding your phone, because there's a bit of interference, and I think it's wind, and I think you're moving. Because I want to hear you properly. Try again, please.
Okay. I want to highlight a few things that went wrong there.
Yes, sir.
Well, first, the behavior of Duma, it was uncalled for, and then it was disrespectful to the King, to the Zulu Nation, and to the cultures of the Zulus. And then secondly, the appointment of Buthelezi was wrong as a political head of IFP. The King was supposed to ask Thulasizwe Buthelezi to resign from any position that is political, and then and secondly, the King Ms. Dlamini was weak to allow all these things to happen in front of him, because that ceremony turned out to be an ANC campaign rally instead of a ceremony for the Zulus. And then also the president should have played the role as a head of the country to calm the things down, to say,
yeah,
what is happening is wrong. Yeah, so he allowed this thing to happen, and at the end, the people who were injured I'm saying this: there are a few things that those are a few things that went wrong. That the ANC turned this culture into its rally. Duma is disrespectful, and the king appointing a man who is politically.
Yeah, Dumi, I think you've got a sober voice than many of us this morning, and you're saying a whole lot of things went wrong, and it didn't just start at the occasion. The person appointed to become prime minister ought not to have been there. The process should have been at least that if the king insisted on him, he should have been asked to resign from all political offices that he occupies. 011-830-702. I've been neglecting your text messages and your voice notes. Let's try to go to them. This one first says, "Hi Thabo, what happened in KZN was a clear message according to the IFP. The Zulu king only belongs to their party, but no one else. The IFP cannot play victim in this case." And your voice notes on 072-702-1702.
Good morning, 702 and listeners. Concerning about what Siboniso Duma did yesterday to the Premier, this guy actually is incompetent. He's not a leader. The way he do things is not for the first time. You remember the first time he grabbed the trophy for Springbok while Nomisa Dube was supposed to take it. So this guy is incompetent. He's not a leader at all. Thank you. Nothing but from Mkambatini.
Morning, Thabo. Just a thought on Duma and the Prime Minister's situation. So both of them were wrong. We can agree it was a government event. The Prime Minister was not allowed to speak about political matters. But also, if it's a government event, what is Duma doing there? Isn't that the responsibility of the Premier to be where he was? Just a thought, because then the Premier was the one who was supposed to do what he did, and the Premier was supposed to be where he was. So what is he doing there if it's the government event and not the ANC event? Because he's the ANC's chairperson, he's not the Premier of the province. Just a thought. Samuel from Pretoria.
702.
Let's walk the talk on 92.7
and 106 FM.
Let's walk the talk indeed. 10 minutes to 10 o'clock, and it's an open line all the way to 10 o'clock. I'm Thabo. Shole Mashaw standing in for Clement. We're together till 12. And I have just been looking at some of your comments here on X, formerly known as Twitter. My handle is at I'm Free TSM, and the station's handle is at Radio 702. Dr. Pablo Escobar on X says, "It's not easy to discipline recalcitrants towards elections, Thabo." And Tokozani comes in to say, "If that King Dinizulu commemoration ceremony was a state event, why was the ANC busy dishing out ANC t-shirts? The ANC politicized that event." And Missy in Katlehong says, "People vote for various reasons, Thabo. It's quite stupid to expect that they go through the same decision-making process as you. E.g., my vote is a tribute to my friends passed on in the 90s via IFP in Katlehong, meaning there's no chance I will vote for IFP. Well, I'm not even opposed to that. I'm saying vote for whichever sets of persuasions that may inspire you. And that's not for me to tell you how to vote. All I'm saying is that, actually, if anything else, you are making my point for me that, the election issues, the latter day issues, service delivery issues are not often linked to the outcomes of the ballot. Electricity, crime and other things. You see, assuming indulge me for a second there, assuming then, Misu, in Katlehong, that the IFP has got a great plan for Katlehong, and they have this amazing vision for what Katlehong should become, or a ward or a city should become. So you'd still not vote for them based on the past, right? And whilst you may be right in your own sphere, you are missing out on perhaps gaining something far better for your community. So, and that's the challenge. That is the challenge. Are we only persuaded by the past nostalgia, or are latter day issues of concern to us? Then if your vote is that way, Wenamisu, don't complain when there's no water. Don't complain when there's much crime and all of that, because you know your vote is based on one element, and I can't fault you for that. It's very valid. So equally so, remember when you're voting that this is what you voted for. And don't close down the streets when the services are not rendered, because your vote is meant to satisfy a certain desire in your heart and not service delivery issues. And that's the beauty about democracy. Speaking of which, I don't know if you saw the elections in Russia. I don't want us to get there. I truly don't wish that for South Africa. The Russian elections were, in my humble opinion, and I'd love to hear yours, a very unfortunate series of comedy, where the opposition parties, those who were opposing Vladimir Putin, were not even credible at all. It was as though he handpicked them and put them there just for show. He wins the election with what? I think 85% or so. I mean, really? Really? Who are you fooling? I just don't want us to get there, South Africa. I just don't want us to get there. We still have a very vibrant democracy where the opposition parties on the ballot are true opposition. Come what may. Yes, we may have faults here and there, and we may have our own issues as South Africa, but the people who are contesting elections against President Cyril Ramaphosa and the ANC, well, against the ANC, they are credible opposition parties. We may not like them. IFP, Freedom Front Plus, Action SA, Build One South Africa, Rise Mzansi, the DA, and other, they are credible. We know that they are opposed to a lot of things that are happening. They were not just handpicked and placed on the ballot, as opposed to what's happening in Russia. Truly unfortunate, because when you look at it, the true opposition, the true political opponents of Vladimir Putin are either in jail or dead or in exile. So for him to put up that election was just a waste of Russian money. He could have just gone on to say, I'm in until 2030. Let's not even bother wasting money, effort and everything else. Let's just go on till 2030. I'll think about it then. I don't wish that for South Africa. I truly don't. And that's why we have to be jealous of every small inadequacy that takes place in our democracy. That's why we can't afford fatigue at all. That's why we have to critique every small thing that goes wrong. Not because we are ultra sensitive or fragile. It's because if this is not protected, we can just be like our neighbors. Just up north. We can just be like Russia and many other countries where democracy is not legitimate. So it's our responsibility, whether we like it or not, to be as petty as possible where we feel that there are transgressions, however small. If we don't do that, it's a slippery slope. A slippery slope to nothingness, to the doldrums of dictatorial totalitarianism. And that's not what we want for ourselves, is it? 011-883-0702. Alternatively, 072-702-1071. 0800 007 702.
Good morning, Thabo. You know, apparently the Duma guy is a hero, because it is alleged that Buthelezi had planned to disrespect the king, and apparently there is post on social media that he has been posting to say that he's going to name all people, you know, who are against the king. Something to that effect. I had an interview on another radio station from a political analyst. Unfortunately, I can't remember the said political analyst, but apparently he actually did the right thing, was calling the Buthelezi to order, because he actually threatened to do what he did. It's Sipho here from Tembisa.
Morning, Thabo. I would like to disagree with you to say the story now is about the gentleman of the ANC. I think it's Duma, that's the name. I don't think so. I think I've just been watching the media since this morning. I think, yeah, you guys are taking one side now to say there should have been a decorum from the ANC national spokesperson there to say, you know, to handle the issues better. I don't think so. I think the story is the main attraction now, and the spotlight is still on the prime minister and the gentleman.
Yeah. You see, it could have just been about the prime minister, who would have been inappropriate at the time. But Siboniso Duma has dragged himself into the fray as well, into the mud as well, so to speak. It could have just been about the prime minister and how that role should not be politicized, and how the incumbent is unfit to hold that office. It would have just been about that. But now, there are two of them in the pot, and we have to deal with two of them. Also, why do we just walk to a podium and grab someone's microphone? What does it say? I mean, it means if I disagree with you, I can just at your wedding, at any other event, if I disagree with what's being said, however subjective, I can just walk up there and then grab the microphone and say, Abel is talking nonsense. If anything else, this is the truth. Abel, please sit down. No, it cannot be that way. We can't afford for that to happen. It's a minute to 10 o'clock.